Yeah, it was big. I mean, it's been kind of the story of our season, just getting the ball in position to score and not quite being able to do it.
So what are the problems that you've seen down there? Not just execution, but right, Cincinnati presenting with anything you've seen before?
Well, they're a good defense. I mean, no doubt about that. We're trying to pop some runs in there, and it looks like we had some room, but they're not hitting for touchdowns, and then we're just putting ourselves in third down situations, and we're not scoring on them. And I'd have to go back and look at the film to see exactly, remember exactly what happened. But basically, we're just not getting enough yards on first and second down, and we're not scoring touchdowns on first and second down either. We're playing the game and putting ourselves in a third down situation where we had to score a touchdown, and we just haven't been able to do it.
Joe, in your first 5 years, you went deep into the playoffs every year. How difficult is it now with the season?
Yeah, it's tough. It's disappointing, but we're an 8-8 football team. We don't deserve to be there. It is what it is. But yeah, everybody in that locker room is used to winning and used to getting in the playoffs and giving ourselves a shot to win it all. And it's disappointing not to have done that for ourselves. But we didn't play well enough, and at 8-8, we don't deserve to be in there. Yeah, it just doesn't bend that well, and when the guy landed on me, he just bent it all up into the top of my chest. I mean, it didn't do anything to my knee, anything more that's already done, but it just hurt for a while. That's all. It actually probably loosened it up for a couple series after that. once it kind of settled down a little bit. But yeah, he basically just bent it up when he kind of fell on top of me and kept going.
You mentioned the fact that the red zone offense was something that's kind of an issue all year. Did it feel like today's game, the way it went, was kind of the issues that have kind of plagued you all year kind of crept up, once again?
Well, that's usually the case. I mean, when you're not sharp enough, usually the same problems keep presenting themselves. Even at the end of the game, I mean, they give us an easy touchdown there and we can't get it. It's just, you're that much off. And when you're that much off throughout the course of a game and throughout the course of 16 games, you're not going to be consistent enough to win football games, and that's kind of where we are.
Did they do anything special coverage-wise to limit you guys downfield? I think Torrey and Jacoby only had a few catches combined.
Yeah, they didn't do anything special that they normally wouldn't do. It's just one of those games where we had some guys inside and had some quick game going, and they were kind of where we got some more of the matchups. For Torrey and Jacoby, if you get them. If they have 7-8 catches, if you can get a lot of them, end up being not too much, but you can get them for a big play. And we just weren't able to really hit any big plays today. I think if the first ball that I threw that got picked, if that ball gets through there, that Torrey might split it. That's the disappointing thing, is we had a guy open there, and guy made a play. He got his hand up, batted the ball down, and the other guy did a great job getting his eyes on the ball and making a pick.
Rest for the day, or are you going to have to get looked at getting something done this offseason?
No, I'm not going to have to get anything done. It was, just my MCL, and they'll heal on its own. A little bit of stretch, other stuff, but nothing where I'll need anything.